In the name of God, Abba, Ema, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. God is your being, and who you are in God. God is your being, and who you are in God. We are built for contemplation. We are made for communion with the self-giving God. We are like fledglings on their first flight. The day comes when that little fledgling stands at the edge of the nest, the edge of the tree branch, some even the edge of a sheer cliff face. And they open their wings and drop. Into the air and fly. So we too, we stand at the edge again and again, and we open our wings to drop into the mystery of God. And fly. That is the one thing necessary. Again and again and again, but that is the one thing necessary. As Mary sat at the feet of Jesus to absorb and digest the wisdom of who she is and who we are. And that's like dropping off into a mystery. We are tormented in life by separation. Constant sense of separation, that being cut off from ourselves, cut off from the truth of what we know, and we don't act on it, or we're afraid of where it will lead us. We are cut off from loved ones, from life, from God, every day, right? We feel this intense separation. We don't talk about it. The Muslims teach that between us and God, there are 70,000 veils of separation between God and us. None. I cannot argue you out of the experience of separation. I have it myself. I'm not going to waste my time because we believe it so deeply. That may actually be the dynamic of sin because it's a deceit. It is not true. But it takes launching from the edge to find out there's something beyond. The misery and the narrowness of that separation. There are two practices which can help reconnect us. That communion with all life. One is stillness. We absolutely need a modicum of stillness in our lives. However it comes, meditation, contemplation, music, nature, it is essential. Without stillness, there's never any clarity. And at least three people in this congregation have tried to go faster and faster and faster to get beyond, right? The separation in it. It's just not working. Nobody else will tell you to go slower and to enjoy the stillness. But we desperately need it. The other contemplative practice is awareness. But not the awareness of things and objects, not even the awareness of our own selves and all the moods we go through and how we keep trying to understand this crazy person we call ourselves. Most of us are faking it, aren't we? Don't tell anybody. No, this is the awareness of being aware, where the senses are quieted. Normally they're doing all this because we're trying to survive, and that's their purpose, but to simply become an awaring being. Aware of what we're in the midst of without trying to figure it out. And one of the cool things is these things can happen to us without any anticipation. You know, one day you open the refrigerator door and you go, life is magnificent. Where did that come from? You've had the experience, haven't you? You know it's true. Or we hear Ms. Melinda, my God, I forgot life is beautiful. Just to be aware. Just to be aware. But we cannot produce what's called the true self or the inner self or the inmost self. This is not a project. There are no techniques. Our society loves techniques. There are none. There are no shortcuts. That's what the scriptures are constantly reminding us of. And these great teachings throughout centuries. Oh God, you search me and know me. Such understanding is too great for me to fathom. It is your searching and your knowing which reveals me to myself. You love me more than I love my own being. or God is your being, and who you are in God. That comes from a mystic writer of the Cloud of Unknowing 6 centuries ago. God is your being. This breath, breathing, being you call yourself. God is your being, and who you are in God. That's where we need a modicum of silence to begin to absorb. What does this mean? By waiting and by calm, you shall be saved. In stillness and in trust, your strength lies. Said the prophet Isaiah 2,700 years ago. Be still. Know God. We walk by faith, not by sight. In stillness, separation can dissolve. Even temporarily. And then we realize this great mystery of which we are a part, and the profound gift of the self-giving God who has given us these lives poured out. Live into it. Create who you are. Enjoy the dance. Make it happen. Of course, I have something paradoxical to say to you. Remember, the truth is not true if it's not paradoxical. Can I get an amen? Yeah, the truth is not true when somebody says to you, "This is the truth." The truth is not true unless it is paradoxical. And this great truth is that this discovery of our true self is both personal and communal at the same time. It does require personal intention and commitment. No matter how flaky you are, it's okay. But that intention to say, I want a modicum of silence in my life. I need that stillness. Mm-hmm. And simultaneously, it is communal, because nobody gets to discover their true selves all by themselves. We need each other. The true self is also communal, and it is inspired and encouraged by each other, directly and indirectly. It's not a project. There's no strategic plan. Zero. We just breathe into it over the course of time. And ironically, what seems utterly personal and private I mean, what could be more private than meditation or prayer? Walking in nature, huh? What? It simultaneously is what awakens us, opens us to an aliveness of life, a deeper and deeper joy, so that even the confounding actions of others can make us laugh. Why on earth is Lori so silly? I don't know, but God's great, right? And Nora's trying so hard. Oh, well. The universe opens. And in the midst of death, we can see hope. Strangely. And so this journey, and sometimes I have issues with the word journey. It seems to place it outside of us. It's somewhere else, right? But that bulletin cover, I'm not kidding. You take that home and you stare at it all week, because this is a painting of yourself. God is your being. Go for the good stuff. Go for the center. As we journey into that center, we come closer and closer to God and each other at the same time. And so we give thanks for the one who empties himself of all the godlike stuff to be with us, to open us up to the wisdom for which we were made, that communion with the self-giving God, because we have been built for contemplation. Yes, we have. 97% of you are saying, that can't be. I know it. That contemplation, I've never even thought about it. We are built for contemplation. Now it's time to taste the meal that makes us real. Amen. The peace which surpasses all human understanding. Keep your hearts and your minds in Christ.